everybody. Welcome to Quinn's Quirky Podcast. Hope you're ready for a scary story. If you haven't listened to The Halloween House, you've got to go back and listen to it. This follows on the characters and the setting of The Halloween House. You've got to listen to that one first. So it was after Halloween in The Halloween House. Also, by the way, this is called Spiderweb House now. Tucked away in The Halloween House, Bob was sleeping peacefully. When he got up, he went for a walk. But when he went for a walk, Quinn snuck in with a bag of spiders. Realistic spiders, but not real. With a bag of spider webs. What could she be doing? It was scary for her. She had never done this before. Bob would be her first try. She went into the house. Just my mom's in the background. And she said, "Ha ha, Bob will never know it's me." She covered each of his rooms with spider web 1,000 feet. Bob was terrified. When he came home, he said, Oh, what's this in my house? It's not Halloween anymore, it's Christmas. I could take it down just in the living room. He went into the kitchen. Oh no, I can't get into any of my cupboards, including the fridge. They'd been coated with spider webs by Quinn. Okay, I guess I'll just have a nap. I need a nap. Oh no, my ceiling is covered with spider webs and spiders, just like all the rest of my house. Fine, I'll go do some work in my office. He went to his office. Ah! There are spider webs in my office. Who put these here? I'm going on a hunt. I will never give up without finding the person who did this. He went, and he never found Quinn until she proved herself that she was not guilty in a funny way. Bob was very trustworthy, especially of those people. She just told him, and he believed her. And he never found her. Okay. I hope you had fun listening to the Spiderweb House.